Okay, today's Gemara is Shabbos Daf Tzadi Vav, and Tzadi Vav Mabez is the beginning of Perek HaZorek. And the Gemara on Tzadi Vav Mabez deals with the issue of Hotza'ah, which has been the topic over the past couple of 20, 30, 40 blot, all the way from like Ayin Vav until Kuf Beis. That'll be all the Dafim about Hotza'ah related issues. But the Gemara asks, what is the source for the Malacha of Hotza'ah? And that already bothers Tosfos. The source for Malacha of Hotza'ah, the Gemara doesn't ask the source for any other Malacha. So Michti, Zrika told her the Hotza'ahi. Hotza'ah Gufei, Hechak Siva, where is Hotza'ah written? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the Amar Kra, and the Gemara quotes a pasuk, Veitzav Moshe, Vayaviru Kol B'machana, Moshe Hechan Havei Yosef, B'machana Leviya, Moshe was in the Machana Leviya, U'machana Leviya, Rishos HaRabim Havei, he was in Rishos HaRabim, V'karmel Uli Yisrael, and he told B'nai Yisrael, Lotafiku, V'teisu, Mirishos HaYachad, Ditchu, L'Rishos HaRabim, and the Gemara goes through the continuation, what exactly is the Makar, and then Hotza'ah, and then Hachnasa V'chulu. Tosfos and the other Rishonim ask the question of, what exactly is the Gemara doing? Why does the Gemara need a source for the Malacha of Hotza'ah? It doesn't ask for a source for any other Malacha. Asks Tosfos, V'yafal gavsha haisa b'mishkan, kida amar, as it says earlier on Daf Memtes, when it goes through, all of the Malachas were in the Mishkan, heim horidu kachim me'agala v'chulu mikal makom, ilav diksiv lo havi mechayvi Allah. But still, no, if you wouldn't have a pasuk for Hotza'ah, you wouldn't say that you are chayav for Hotza'ah, lafi shemalacha geruahi, kitipirashti la'el, because Hotza'ah is an inferior Malacha, and therefore, I wouldn't have known your chayiv had you not had the pasuk. It's number 39 on the list. Maybe it's somewhat of an afterthought, one might say, the fact that it's last. But either way, the Gemara quotes a pasuk, so it is a malacha. What is Tosfos referring to? Why is it a malacha geruah? What makes Hotza'ah inferior compared to any other malacha? So this discussion is mostly back on Daf Beis, which is the first place where this issue comes up. Tosfos there deals with the question of why Hotza'ah is the first malacha that is discussed in the Masechta. Yitzias HaShabbos. Shtein Shara B'Bifnim, Shtein Shara B'Chutz. Ask Tosfos, the first Tosfos in the Masechta. Ask the Riva, why are Dini Hotza'ah discussed first? So, number one, says the Tosfos, V'tirates to Hotza'ah Chaviva Leila Agdume. Mishum Dimi Mishna Zu Shemina Kamadvarim. There are so many halachas that you can learn out from one act of Hotza'ah. There's so many details. We want to have a lot of details that we can learn from. Rabbeinu Tam Mefaresh, the Davar Hahu, Ragil Hashas L'Shanas Chila. The Davar Hahove, Ragil Hashas L'Shanas Chila. It's very common. Anything that's more common, you put first. Hotza'ah is very common, and therefore, you put it first. Ironically, Hotza'ah is not common in our societies where we have many Erevin up. And number three, Tosfos says, maybe Hotza'ah Hutzrach L'Shanos Tvei Mishum De Malacha Geruahi. It is an inferior Malacha. What makes it inferior? So skip to the fourth Tosfos. V'nira Lui Ditzrach L'Shminan Mishum De Hotza'ah Malacha Geruahi. To Mali Motzi Mirshas Yachid Mirshas Arabim Mali Motzi Mirshas Yachid Mirshas Yachid. I pick something up in my living room and I put it down in my dining room. That's mutter. I pick it up in my dining room and I put it down on the outside in the street. That's Chayiv Daraisa. It's the same exact physical act. What difference should it make? Why should one be mutter and one be usser based on external factors? That makes it geruah. The act inherently shouldn't be a problem. It's based on the situation. That's why you have to go through all the details, because I wouldn't have learned one from the other, because it already is on shaky ground. That is Tosfos. It's the same act, and therefore, that's what makes it inferior, because you see, the act itself isn't a problem, it's just the situation. If you look in the Ramban, you look in the Rashba, they also explain why it's Garua a little bit differently. What does the Ramban say? Tzrichi, Sagada the Chamin Hotza'ah, Chiddishu. I would have thought that Hotza'ah is not a malach, it's a Chiddish. Why? To Birshus HaYachid, Mutter Lisa Masa Gadol. In my own private Rishus, I could carry a huge heavy load, no problem. Vim Hotzi, the Rishus HaRapin, Kegrogeris, Chayef. And if I carry out just a date size of anything outside, I'm Chayef. If I do it a huge schlep inside, I'm not doing anything wrong. If I carried it outside of Chayiv, Mashen King Bishar, Avos Malachos, other Avos Malachos, Shena Chalukos Birshuyos, El Isuran Machmas Atzman. They're Isur Machmas themselves. That gets like Tosfos again. The whole of a Chidushu, Ein Lechaba, El Chidusha Belvad. and therefore halachas akuros hein the maidon zumizu. That's why you have to have both of them. But either way, the Ramban and the Rashba's lashon is that, well, here it's very heavy and it's here, and here it could be very light and it's usur. Is there any difference between that and what Tosfos says? They're both focusing on the maisa. But one, Tosfos says, you do the same thing here and the same thing here. One time it's mutter, one time it's aser. The Ramban, the Rashba add, no, here you could pick up something and schlep it, and there it's, we could take something even lighter. Is there any difference between those two? We will see by the Shem a little bit later. But before that, we have the Arzarua, and the Meiri here also, but I'll read it from the Arzarua, has a very different idea of what Hotzah Malacha Gerua is. All the Rishonim say it. But what does it mean? This is the Arzarua in Hilchah Shabbos. Simon Pebez, Afa Gav the Havi B'Mishkan, Kosta Gemara and Hazorik, Boyin Hosa Hecha Ksiva, Vlo Boy, Lamel Fabi Mishkan, Afa Gav the Havi B'Mishkan, Mishum de Malacha She'ena Chashuvahi, De Ma Milacha Asa, Shehotsio Me Rishus, Me Kara Chefetz, Vahashtanami Chefetz, Kach Pirish Rabbeinu Tam, Vyesh Bola Harech, says the Arzarua, it's Gerua because there was no change in the Chefza. It was the same thing. Every other malacha, you've changed something. You've cleaned something. You've shechted something. You have threshed something. You separated something. You colored something. You wrote something. You built something. There's a difference in the chefza. While here, there's no difference. There's no difference. Rav Salvechik in the first siman in Harei Kedem on Masech HaShabbos, he explains this. Uvahabir nira de b'chol malachos. Besides, milvad etzem ha-maisa malacha. By all the malachas, there's two aspects. There's a maisa and there's a chepsa totsa that the malacha is done on. Hare yesh chalos shinui v'tikun ba'chepsa ayidei ha-malacha. There's a difference. There's a improvement. Kamo b'malachas mevashel. Sha'bishol hu tikun ha-maichol. V'chein b'malachas bone. V'chein kol g'yosef hazeh. There's something different about the chepsa. Aval kanari be'etzem ha-malacha. V'yavara me'rishus l'rishus. Leka tikun v'shinui b'kuf ha-chepsa klal. By otsa, the same object. It's here, and then it's there. You didn't do anything to make kara chayfetz vashanami chayfetz. Ulahach yavi malacha gerua, because this malacha only has the maisa without the shini b'chefza. Tavi maisa malacha b'li chalosh shal chiddush v'tikin b'chefza klal, and that's what makes it gerua, according to the Arzarua. So again, is the focus on the maisa, or is the focus on the chefza as well? That's what makes it gerua, and that's the machlokas, Tosfos, the Ramban, the Rashba, versus the Arzarua. But let's go back now within the Maisa approach. The difference between Tosfos and the Ramban. What's the difference? Again, Tosfos said, why is it that here you do an act in your living room and it's mutter, and there you switch the Rishus and it's Usur? Why is that? And the Ramban said, here you do an act, you could schlep something very heavy, and there you could do something very light. What are they arguing about? So Rav Asher Weiss has a beautiful piece in the first Siman in Masech HaShabbos, where he discusses, even if you focus on the Maisa, there's two ways to view it. Do you focus, and two ways to define the malacha of Hotzah. You might define it as passing something. Ha'avara. The ha'avara. De'etzem ha'atokas. Let me find the lashon of that he has. The lashon that he has for the Lavanazu together otsa ishlahavin bipshitus ma da havaras dalaramas habi told otsa yisom lachas maavir he havaras achifes mimakom lakon, passing something from one place to another, nesias masa mimakom lamakon, like quoting the pasuk in Yirmiyahu, nesias masa, right, carrying a load. That is the malacha of hotsa, carrying a load. Or do you say something different? It's not carrying a load. It is switching rishus, an item switching rishus. Etzem ha'atokas achifetz me rishus l'rishus havi yisod ha'malacha. Dineschad sha'alacha deshini rishus o shal achifetz havi kechidush. That itself, the fact that it's in a new rishus, is mechadish something in the chefza. You're defined by your context. Ve'avze bechla ha'malacha. Below etzem nesias hamasi yemalacha elashini rishus, and he says dugma rechoka, an example, which is not exactly the same, shini rishus by geneva. I have something in my rishus. The second that I'm mishana rishus, then all of a sudden it becomes mine. There's a shini in the chefza. It's not kein shagazal anymore. So you see the idea of a shini rishus affecting the chefsa and making it different. So that's a chakira that one could have. Even if you say it's the maisa, is it about the ha'avara, the act of avara itself, or is it the switching of rishus of the chefes? L'may nafkaminas, he quotes the Meiri. A couple of nafkaminas. Number one, the Meiri. The Meiri and Dafgimel quotes a machlokes, whether, let's say somebody does an akira, then by accident, then has yediyah that it was aser, then forgets again, and then does the hanacha. There's a yediyah in the middle. So we know there's a concept of yediyah l'chatzi shir by other malachas. I do chatzi shir of bishul, and then I realize it, then I forget about it, and then I... So that's a machlokes, or become l'chachamim, yesh yediyah, or in yediyah l'chatzi shir. So is this like that? Is this yediyah l'chatzi shir, if it's between the akira and the hanacha? So that is a machlokes. The Meiri quotes some, and he argues with them. His lashon is, Aval hotsa she'ene ikr malacha velo maisa ikr hachiyuv bahanachahu vakol nigrar achareha. So what's that machlokas about in Lumtis? Do you compare this to other malachos where you're in the middle? When would that be? If you're in the middle, because you're in the middle of doing the malacha or not. Says the Minchas Asher, if you say this is like the middle, like Yesh Yediyah L'chatzi Shir, because they hold the malacha is carrying per se Nesiyas Masas. Now you did Nesiyas Masa part of the way, and I'm continuing to do it, and that's why it's like every Yediyah L'chatzi Shir. But if you say the malacha is switching Rishus, then you're not in the middle of the malacha yet. You're not in the middle of the act yet. The ikra malacha is putting it down into a different rishus. So basically, you didn't do anything yet until you put it down into the other rishus. And that's what the Miri says. So you cannot compare this to other malachas. Maybe that's gufa the machlokas here between Tosfos and the Ramban. Tosfos holds that the issue is switching reshuyos. And that's why his formulation is, you do this act here, it's mutter, and you do the same act there, switching reshuyos, and it's aser. Why is that? So you see from his lashon, the problem is the switching of the reshus. But according to the Ramban and the Rashba, no, it's the ha'avara itself, the passing itself. And that's why they ask, why is it that if you do this havara of something very heavy, it's going to be mutter, and here something very slight is going to be usher? So that's potentially the machlokes between Tosfos and the Rashba. I'll read you his lashon. That Tosfos nafdu begeder otsa kederach habeis the yisod amalacha hi bat takas v'shini reshus ula derech ze ein ladamos klal pini chafatze mizavis lazavis lo otsa mirshus l'rishus. You don't compare them. And that's what the Malacha Geruah is. Why here? You do this act here, which is the other Rishus Yachid, not a problem. Rishus Yachid Rishus Abraham, it is a problem. The focus is the Havaris Rishus. But according to the Rashba, according to the Ramban, the issue is carrying. See, focuses on comparing two things carrying. Yesh lo tahos, maishna mafana chafasim gedolim izavis lazavis, berishus hayachid, meyamotzi merishus l'rishus. Right, it must be that this Masa, Nisiyas Masa, is the Iker. Another fascinating nafkamina might be, he suggests, what happens if you pick something up in Rishus HaYachid, and then all of a sudden the walls fell down, and it turns into a Rishus HaRabim. You weren't Mavrit at all, but the Chafetz is now in the Rishus. And let's say you knew that was going to happen. You knew that was going to happen. So he says maybe that's Tali on our Chakira too. Dim Yisod Malacha Zui Nisiyas Masa Mimakom Malakom. It's about switching. So, and if it's about carrying from one spot to another spot, l'chora pater b'kiya gavda, she'en kanavaras masa klal, you didn't carry it at all. Hanachasem imkom harishon, the same spot. But if you say that it's the shini rishus of the object, v'lo nispanesi ka'es l'iyun v'chipos v'agav, I'm sorry, he says, if you say it's that, then you should be chayiv in this case. And he says, he didn't find this anywhere. V'lo nispanesi ka'es l'iyun v'chipos v'agav, rieta lo zacharti l'zeh makar, but l'chora, he said, you would be pater. Because you still didn't do a maisa. But again, it's interesting that it might be totally on that chakira. Good. So that is all Tosfos, the Ramban, the Rashba, and the Arzaruah. There are nafgaminas lahalacha for Hotsa'a Malacha Geruah. We know that there is a big discussion in the Masechta about Maisa Shabbos. Not only is Malacha Shabbos Aser, but even if I perform a Malacha in certain situations, it would be Aser for me to get benefit from that Malacha. It depends, many factors. Was it done B'mezid? Was it done B'shogeg? Was it a Daraisa? Was it a Darabanan? Is it on Shabbos? Is it after Shabbos? Is it for the person who did it or for the other people that had nothing to do with it? So all of those are details. So the Chayyadam, though, quotes, and the Bir Halacha, I think, quotes this, Kala osa malacha min malachas asuras, mi daraisa. If anybody does any of the malachas daraisa, this is in Klal Tes, Os Yud Aleph, if anybody does any of the malachas daraisa, could go and hamavashal b'shabas, v'chein kulam, im b'mezid, asur lo la'olam, ulachair mutal mati shabas, v'im b'shogeg, osha shachach, omer mutar, asur bo v'yom l'choladam, v'davka b'davar shenase, b'guf, Hadavar, when do we ever say there's a Maisa Shabbos, there's a Isser, when there was something changed in the Chefza? Shenishtana mikamo shahaya, kimavasha v'chayosebo. So it's different. So if you use it, you're getting hana. Aval hamotzi mirishus l'rishus, shalon ishtana davar mikamo shahaya, right, quoting the Arzaruah's idea, where you take it from rishus to rishus, then nothing changed. So then in b'shogeg, mutra afilu lo afilu bo bayom. Then b'shogeg, it's mutar right away, even to you. Then b'mezid, also afil lachir, afil amotar shabbos miyad, mikol malkom ish lahachmir, b'kol yisir atur kamam avasho. But the idea is potentially, maybe there's no Maisa Shabbos when it comes to Otzah, that is the Chayadim based on earlier sources. Number one. Number two, there is another discussion, the Varsha Weiss in that same piece quotes it, is there a term makalkel when it comes to Otzah? Is there a term makalkel? What's the issue? If you say makalkel, is, right, we know it's destructive, so maybe that only applies to where the essence of the malacha is constructive. To constructively change something, then you could say makalkel is the opposite, makalkel is different, and makalkel is going to be pater. But if the malacha is not about fixing anything or improving anything, it's purely the maisa, so then maybe you would say that there is no pater makalkel. He quotes the Tshuva's Beis Yitzchak. Mikalkel bahotza, imchayev opater, viyasod sveiko, kimadotza malacha gerua hi, efshar deena makalka pater ba, dirak bimalachos, shebimahutan yeshboem chidish, vitikun nischadish per makalkel, aval bahotza, deen botikun bimahuso, vachali suro mishum ha takas arishuyos, efshar deen bo pater makalkel. Beautiful. So maybe that would apply. Rav Asher Weiss says he does not think that would be an afkamina, because makalkel is a function of malechas machsheves, and hotzah requires malechas machsheves. Achnira lechora, since the chagiga daviud it says the pater makalkel malechas machsheves, so pashut that hotzah also requires malechas machsheves. But he says ach yisora safek hu de'efshar deleka botzah pater makalkel mishum de'la'olam l'mishkachas makalkel botzah. It could be, to say it a little differently, there's never makalkel when it comes to malacha botzah. To become malacha, it's no hechi timsi. Not that the patur wouldn't apply, but there's no hechi timsi for it. To become a malacha, sheish bim tikun v'yitzira, shayach bim makalkel. Kshadim makalkel as gufadavar. Shem malacha nasis by de malachto, ava bahotzah. Shibimahusa, ein el avaras adavar, mishus la rishus, ma kilkul shayach, betzim a malacha. So not that it wouldn't apply, but rather it would never come up. It would never have a hechi timsi for it to come up. So that is another nafkamina. Number one, Maisa Shabbos. Number two, the Pater Makalkel. A third idea. The Avnei Nezer writes in the Shuva, maybe there's no chiv of miskayim when it comes to Hotzah. Let's say I take it to one Rishus, then I immediately take it out. So by other malachas, it has to stay there for a certain length of time. But maybe when it comes to the malacha of Hotzah, this is the end of Simin Reish Yud. The end of Simin Reish Yud, the Avnei Nezer says, you know, these are the malachas. Avnei Nezer, we know, wrote the Egle Tal, the first number of malachas he discusses in the Egle Tal. And the ones that he couldn't finish, then he finishes them in the Avnei Nezer, where he talks all about the malachas there as well. So there, he talks about the sugya of Klutuk Misha Huncha, right, which comes up here in the in our perek, that you have something that's flying through from Rishus HaRiyachad, Rishus HaYachad, Rishus HaRam Be'emsa, according to Sam Tanam, Yerchayev. Yerchayev is there for a second. There's no miskayim there. It's not there for a second, let alone it's ki'ilu, it rested. So, you know, certain malachas, you need a little miskayim, at least 24 hours a week, right, by kosher, by tzoveya. But he says, vadai, the fact that there's a possibility that they're chayiv in that case, by throwing it through, vadai, delochashim miskayim, right? It's not a chiyuv again, because the malach is focusing on the ha'avara and not on the result itself. The Chashuk Yechemed, Rav Zilberstein classically here, discusses when you're teaching about tshuva, and he doesn't know anything about Hilchos Shabbos, what order do you go in? What order do you go in? What do you teach first? So the Rambam says, like the host said earlier, Hotza is very common, so maybe that should be one of the reasons that it goes first. But on the other hand, there's probably not too many Rosh Rabbans Daraisa Bizman Hazeh. So he says, maybe that shouldn't be something. Better to learn something. Adif Lalamdo Malacha Sheshchiach Li Kashal Behem Bizu Daraisa Borer V'chadome. Because Makom Itachain, but maybe not. Maybe Hotza. Why? Ki Yesh Omrim Shechomer Yosir Lavar Ahaba Yisrim Durabanan Milavar Amadis or Torah. Lots of Durabanas might be worse. Anyway, in this case, he goes through back and forth, Kedaka Bakodesh, but he says maybe the fact that it's Malacha Geruwa might have an effect as well. He then goes into if it's Shabbos or Taras and Mishpacha, which one should be taught if you have a choice. So he says probably Taras and Mishpacha, number one, because that relates to two people and not just one, and that has to do with Kfiyas HaYetzer. And Kfiyas HaYetzer is something that could be pervasive throughout all the Avodas Hashem. Taras HaMishpacha Krucha B'Kfiyas HaYetzer V'Yadifa Al Shabbos HaYetzer Lo Kofeo Kol Kach Aleha Vari Tinas Tzone Kodemes LePrika. Okay, the Gilyon HaShas Rabbi Yosef Engel here quotes that maybe in a certain sense the Hotza is not the Geruwa, it's the most Iker one, and that's why it's the final one. Look in the Sefer Chizuk Shmuel. He talks about, based on Kabbalistic sources, that maybe Hotza symbolizes our connection of Rosh HaRabim through Rosh HaYachar. Rosh HaRabim is our public sphere. Just a yachid is our private sphere with yachidu shalolam lekadosh baruch hu, and that's why it's crucial. This malacha, it might be gerua in terms of what it looks like, but it is chashuva ma'od in terms of what it symbolizes. Okay, a lot more by Hotza, but that takes us through some basics for Hotza milacha gerua.